You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All eyes now on the National Assembly Speaker Balegambete. The Constitutional Court yesterday confirming that the decision to hold a secret ballot during a motion of no confidence in President Jacob Zuma is now in the hands of Balegambete. Chief Justice delivering that unanimous decision and confirming that the Speaker of Parliament has the power to decide to hold a secret ballot. So lots of analysis and guesswork already about what she is likely to do. Some analysts this morning say she has no option but to allow a secret vote. But will it be that easy? What happens to her political ambitions? What about her loyalty to the ANC and its president? And remember that yesterday, the ANC president speaking in parliament, essentially expressing his views about what should happen where this matter is concerned. I'm going to talk to Oprima Chikri coming up shortly. He's an independent political analyst. But let me play you a clip of Zuma in parliament immediately after that ruling by the Concord.
In the past, how have we dealt with that issue here? I have faced seven kind of vote of no confidence. How did we vote on the seven? No, you have tried your best, but you have failed. Now, why this time? Why this time you think you should do it differently? It's finder really, trying to see whether can you win on this one or not. What has gone wrong? Because that's how we've been voting. What is the problem? So my view is that we should do what we have done all the time in the past times. Because I see no convincing reason why we should change. So if I might therefore say which one, in a manner in which we've been voting before, it has not been secret, and that's how we've voted. We've got instruments here to vote. Let us use those instruments. Why should you are trying to get a majority you don't have by saying secret ballot? I think it's not fair because you are trying to increase the majority you don't have. So that is my view. Let us vote the way we've been voting all the time. It will be the eighth time. I'm sure by the time you get to December, it will be more than 10. Maybe it's your job as the opposition, even to try to find alternative methods, etc. Fact of the matter, you don't have the majority. And you are not going to have the majority. In 2019, the ANC will win once again because you don't have a majority. That is the problem. You can try. You can do everything. Unfortunately, you can go to court. The court will bring you back to the legislature. That's what will happen.
Oprima Chikri on the line. Good morning to you, Aubrey.
Good morning, Perpetua. Thank you.
So President Jacob Zuma, some may say, interestingly, telling the Speaker how he thinks the vote must be conducted. So the Speaker must be having a headache this morning.
Well, let me start with two general points, Perpetua.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, neither a secret ballot nor an open ballot is inherently rational or irrational. That's the first point.
Sure.
The second point is that an open ballot does open parliamentarians to the possibility of intimidation. But similarly, a secret ballot can shield parliamentarians who want to be dishonest when there is a disjuncture between what they say publicly and how they vote privately. In other words, a secret ballot can open us to the possibility of a distortion of policy and other outcomes simply because parliamentarians may be bought by powerful interests in society to vote in a particular way. So the choice we have is a choice between these two necessary evils, and you must choose the lesser evil. And in my view, we must choose the lesser evil, and that lesser evil must be about erring on the side of transparency. And therefore, my personal view is that I would like to know how my parliamentarians have voted. But when it comes to the Speaker, she must be careful about how she exercises her discretion, because it must be independent of the interest of the African National Congress and the interest of the President. In other words, what the President said yesterday when he articulated a particular preference should be irrelevant to the Speaker as a consideration on the basis of which she makes the decision to have an open or secret ballot.
Okay. And I'm going to come back to this point you make about how you would like your parliamentarian to vote. But let's go back to the Speaker again. The problem with the Speaker is that she seems to already have made statements around this. Before she went to court, she said she has no problem with secret vote. It's just that she didn't think that she has the powers. In fact, that appeared in the judgment yesterday, where Mokgweng Mokgweng, again reciting what the Speaker had said, that she has no problem, she's not averse to a motion of no confidence being decided upon by a secret ballot. She only lamented that she lacked the power to authorize voting by a secret ballot, in which case of court found that she was mistaken. Can she go back then on this?
Well, effectively, what she was saying is that she does not have the power to institute a secret ballot. There are two possibilities. She said that either in good faith or in bad faith. But given what the Concord said yesterday, it does not matter whether she said this in good faith or bad faith. She must act in the interests of our democracy. And therefore, she can't go back to that because the Concord has solved that problem for her. It has said she can institute a secret ballot, but stop short of prescribing to her and Parliament a secret ballot. So she has the power of discretion, and she must exercise that discretion independently in the best interests of our democracy, and she should yield to pressure from neither the President, the African National Congress, or opposition parties. It must be an independent decision on her part.
Except, of course, she, and this has been reported quite widely, also has ambitions of her own. And to what extent will they temper, or to what extent will they be part of the decision-making process?
Well, I have no doubt that the choice she has to make is an invidious choice. Yes, she will be under pressure from certain sections of the ANC to institute a secret ballot because it is in their interest. But she will also be under pressure from certain sections of the same party, the ANC, to institute an open ballot. She will also be under pressure from opposition parties to institute an open ballot. She must act independently. And what she must do is to argue either for an open or secret ballot, and this must be on a rational basis, and put her reasons to Parliament and ask Parliament to vote on that if she does not want to make that decision unilaterally. Of course, we know if her decision is to institute a secret ballot, the matter in all probability is going back to court because the Democratic Alliance has already given notice that should she fail to institute a secret ballot, it will go to court. But what, irrespective of that threat, she must make an independent decision in the best interests of our democracy.
In other words, she must put forward a superior argument to the arguments that already have been put forward. Let me just quote from what the Chief Justice was saying yesterday. She says, or he says, the power vested in the Speaker to choose whether a secret or open ballot should be held belongs to the people and should not be exercised arbitrarily or whimsically, and there had to be a rational basis for her choice. And I suppose it attends to what you were saying earlier on, that neither position is inherently rational or irrational.
Yes, and as I keep on saying, her decision must be independent from all interests. The only interest it must be faithful to is the interest of the people and the interest of our democracy. So she must show fidelity neither to opposition parties, nor to the African National Congress, nor to the President. She must show fidelity to what is in the interest of our people and our democracy.
In the end, what does it all mean then? She is in an incredibly difficult position.
Well, I mean, to be facetious, the salary she gets every month, amongst other things, is about her making such tough decisions.
Wow. All right. Obrema Chikwe, listen, thank you for your time. Much appreciated, independent political analyst.